Unit 10. International students.
留学海外.
4. Listening comprehension. Section A. Part 1. Listen to the short conversations only once. Choose the appropriate letters, A through D, to answer each question. 1. Dan didn't get the score he wanted.
But he did pass the test.
Question.What can we know about Dan?
2. Here's our telephone bill.
Good. Why don't you figure out your calls and I'll pay the rest?
Question. What does the man mean? 3. Harry, you're one of the speakers for tomorrow's presentation, aren't you?
That's what I'm preparing for.
Question. What does the man mean?
Part 2. Listen to the long conversation only once.Choose the appropriate letters, A through D, to answer each question. I don't know why so many people hope for going abroad.
This may be the result of the development of the times.
Why do you think so? Can you explain in details?
You know, the world is now becoming a global village. The relations between countries and nations have been greatly strengthened more than before.
But some people adopted incorrect attitude towards going abroad. They went abroad more for the sake of vanity than for academic reasons.
It's understandable that people go abroad for their own different intentions. They have their own choices and freedom, and others have no right to interfere.
Then which country are you planning to go?
I haven't decided yet. I'd thought of going to America, but there will be a large cost.
Many people want to go to America. It's really an attraction.
But now the financial problem is a big one for me.
Why don't you choose to go to another country?
I don't know which country is more suitable for me either.
It's said in France, the living cost is not very high, and you can easily find a part-time job there. You can earn extra money to reduce your financial pressure.
But I don't know French at all. I'll need a period of time to learn French.That will take some time and money.
Questions. 1. Which of the following is not suggested by the woman?
2. Why does the woman prefer the United States to France?
3. Which of the following statements is not true according to the man?
Section B. Listen to a passage only once. Choose the appropriate letters A through D to answer each question.
A good education. Tradition governs almost everything the English do. And when it comes to the systems by which the country is run, English traditions are at their most enduring. For English children whose parents can afford it, school often means a public, which really means private school, and frequently means boarding. The English approve of boarding schools.They believe that children develop better away from home. Although there are some mixed public schools, many are single-sex establishments, where pupils have the opportunity of experiencing some aspects of the monastic or prison existence at an early stage in their lives. The alternative is the state system, with its free public, which really means public day schools,But whether state or private, the emphasis is still on a good education, for the feeling is that life and all its glories will thereafter be yours for the asking. It all comes down to tradition, like so many things in the English way of life, and traditionally, you get what you pay for. The implication is clear. If you are not paying, you are not getting much.
Questions. 1. What is the main idea of this passage?
2. What kind of school would English parents send their children to?
3. From this passage, what can we learn about English people's traditional attitude towards education?